world. He's got the country in a whirl. What's his name?
Shh, secret squirrel.
He's got tricks up his sleeve.
Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
Get that damn fluffy beer out of my face.
You didn't reach across the bar and smack him across the face and say, drink local, damn it.
See how clever we are?
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bring you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. This is Chris in Dallas, Texas.
That's you.
And joining me
is Mike from Boston, Massachusetts. There's a weird kind of audio delay for me here.
I love how our shows start off this way sometimes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. And you're also being joined by Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
There you go.
Thank you for joining us. It's nice to have you here this week on the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
For this week's show,
quite delightful.
We're getting a little nutty.
We're going nuts.
we're revisiting the Nut Brown Ales. We've done Nut Browns before, right?
No, we've done brown ales.
We've done brown ales.
We haven't done specifically nut brown.
But. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we are specifically doing nut brown this week.
Yeah, specifically.
And we're specifically going to start with Ithaca Nut Brown Ale, or at least some of us are.
Atlantic, not specific.
Yeah. Anyway. Then we got a little bit of hop topics to talk about, not much this week, and then we'll move into our tasting flight. Mike, what are you trying?
I'm going to try Peak Organic Brewing Company's Nut Brown Ale.
Organic nuts.
Organic.
Tell me, how about you?
I'm sticking local again this week, and I got another growler. This is from Tenaya Creek Brewing Company. It's their Nut Brown.
Creek nuts.
And if you're in the middle of the country, you call it Tenaya Crick.
Yeah. Crick nuts.
Yeah. Crick in my nuts.
For my tasting flight this week, I am trying Grand Lake Brewing's Woolly Booger. Sounds delicious.
Yes.
Woolly Booger. We'll move into our tweet of the week.
Sounds like a nice pick, Chris.
Yeah. you give yourself too much credit, Toby. Okay.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Then we'll move into the tweet of the week. Little bit of backwash this week. Then we'll move into last call.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. Gonna drink some beer. Yeah, this is a fermentation conversation. Yeah. Thank you, Ithaca.
Nut Brown.
So, for our tasting flight this week,
it's a fermentation conversation this week.
Not participating. Because I can't find my nuts. Brown ales. Fermentation conversation for this week is Ithaca Nut Brown Ale.
My nuts!
So this is from Ithaca Brewing Company. This is their Nut Brown Ale.
Where's Ithaca out of?
Ithaca, New York.
Oh.
All right. Wait. Yeah. I didn't even have to look that one up. This beer is 5.4% alcohol by volume. For malts, they use two-row pale, Munich, British amber, which I haven't heard of before, crystal, and chocolate. For hops, they use Northern Brewer. Rate beer rates this
67.
67 out of 100. And Beer Advocate users rate this a B, and the brothers rate this a B minus. Let's crack it.
Nice. Thought you'd never ask.
Yeah.
It's brown.
Oh yeah, it's brown.
It is.
That's a good start.
Yeah, we're off to a good start.
Yeah, very dark.
I got about a pinky's worth of head.
Yeah, same here. Fizzing, so it looks like it's dissipating pretty quickly. Clear, brown, brownish red. Like brownish red highlights.
Get a little bit of roasted aroma in there with some caramel.
Ooh, yeah, that smells toasted nice. Caramel. A little bit of like chocolatey caramel.
Yeah.
A little bit of nuttiness.
Yeah. Actually has a nice aroma for a brown ale.
It does. That's very nice. And I was just going to say that it's been a while since I've had a really tasty brown. Mm. And brown ales are like that. This was my gateway beer. Was a brown ale. You know, back in the day, drinking Newcastle and then moving on to like Lost Coast, Downtown Brown, one of my favorite brown ales.
Yeah.
It smells really nice.
Yeah, it's got a very roasty, nutty aroma.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a sip.
Yeah, let's do that.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Smoky.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
Kind of a roasty good mouth smokiness.
Feel. Nice carbonation.
Good malt character in there.
Yeah, there's that's like almost like a roasted nut.
Yeah.
Like a smoky roasted nut with a little bit of chocolate.
It's if they actually
like,
made
like a cocoa.
Yeah, it does have a cocoa. I mean, they use chocolate malt, and that's definitely coming through here. I almost want to say I got kind of like a smoky toffee taste too.
Yeah.
It dries up at the end, but that chocolate just kind of still kind of hangs on the tongue a little bit. No, I mean, it's got a decent dry finish, but that kind of bitter cocoa kind of just hangs there. But not yeah. like a bad aftertaste at all.
No, not at all. It's pretty nice.
Hmm. What would you pair this one with?
Nuts.
Trail mix. No.
I kind of think like a beef stew in a bread bowl kind of thing would be pretty good. And
yeah, I was thinking something bready, like even like a steak sandwich.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Some
like a nice French bread.
Steak
or,
and cheese.
Yeah, totally. Or even a burger, like a cheeseburger.
Mm. It'd be a great burger beer. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's one of the things about brown ales that like I was saying about my kind of gateway beer that I think is a good gateway beer for some people because it does go well with, you know, everyday like barbecue fare.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, this whatever. Is great. I think it's a good barbecue beer. Not like in the heat of the summer kind of barbecue beer, but it's good to go with a lot of meals on the grill or like roasted, like stews and that kind of thing is pretty good too.
Totally.
Because it's light enough, you know, it's not heavy like a porter or stout, it's you know, a little bit lighter in mouthfeel, so I think it'd go good with food, basically.
So thanks, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome. So cool. Get a chance, check it out. Ithaca Beer Company's Nut Brown Ale.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
For our hop topic this week, a quick little bit of news. Coming out of the D.C. area. Title is D.C. Gets More Craft Beer Friendly. This comes from the WashingtonExaminer.com. It says, D.C. beer tasters can now sip brew fresh from district craft breweries. The D.C. Council passed a bill Tuesday that allows beer tastings on the premises of craft breweries. The existing law only allowed beer tastings in grocery stores and retail establishments, but didn't mention craft breweries.
Hmm.
Although that might be because there was only one such brewery in the district. And DC Brau just
Brow, like half brow.
Just started churning out its supply last month. Councilman Harry Thomas says at least one other craft brewery is on its way.
I'm sure there'll be more than that,
I
baby.
I thought there was a few. Remember we talked about when the president was doing that craft brewery? Oh, the beer summit thing. There was some other...
Yeah. I
thought there was another DC brewery.
I don't think so.
Well, fine
That's
then.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Yes, beer tasting at the brewery. The fact that they had to pass a law for that. That's crazy. Oh, we brew the beer, but you can't taste it here. So the guys, what do the guys do at work? They can't
welcome to Texas.
Taste the
they
beer.
Have to bottle it first, then they can
then
drink
then
it.
They can purchase it and then taste it to see if it's any good, and then they go back to
but
the drawing board.
But you can't purchase it from the brewery.
Right.
Right. So they do a test batch, they bottle it, they send it out to the distributor. It goes to the grocery store, they can taste it, and then go back to
the
drawing board.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a long process.
Yeah. Jeez, DC, man. But it's no surprise that the laws are backwards in DC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in Hawaii, I was looking for, there was this brewery that was there, and I went looking to see if they had a tasting room or whatever. And it was like basically this warehouse, and we pull up in the driveway, and this dude comes walking out, you know, shirtless, beer gut hanging out. Nice. We're like, "Hey, do you guys offer tours or anything or tastings?" He's like, "No, but if you go to the bar down the street, you can get our beer on tap." We're like, "All right, same kind of thing, I guess." Nice.
Sweet,
nice.
So that's our hop topic for this week. You guys got anything else on it?
I'm just, no, man, I just can't get the shirtless brewmaster out of my head right now.
Yeah.
Sleep on that.
So, on that note, how about some more nut?
Brown ale.
That's what she said.
Ah, in honor of Michael Scott.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
This is my tasting flight. This is Mike from Boston. And this week I'm going to try Peak Organic Brewing Company's Nut Brown Ale. This is from Peak Organic Brewing Company. Their website is www.peakbrewing.com. They are out of Portland, Maine. Actually, I mentioned this before. They actually have a really nice looking website. Check it out. The ABV on this beer is 4.8%. The IBUs are 21. Rate Beer rates this a 37 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give this a B, and the Ahlstrom brothers give this a B minus. I'm going to crack it now.
Crack it then.
Then go ahead and crack it now.
The ingredients on this beer. For malts, they use chocolate malt and Munich malt. And for hops, they use Hallertau. It is a bit lighter than the Ithaca. Got a little fluffier head. Got about a finger of head. Big bubbles. But it's quite a bit lighter than the Ithaca. Almost bordering on kind of an amber. Almost has like a lemony cough drop kind of aroma.
Weird.
Especially for a nut brown.
And a little bit of caramel, some grainy, toasty graininess.
Should have a drinking game this show. Every time you hear us say the word nut, you gotta take a glug.
I'm gonna take a glug right now.
Taking a glug? Yeah!
Nut.
Very toasty, toasty nuttiness. There's some honey in there. But everything's kind of toned down. It's kind of faint. It's the honey in there kind of, there's a bit of sweetness and then it dries up right away. It's kind of lighter, drier than you would think for a brown.
Like a Cheerio?
Yes. Actually, it's funny that you say that because the maltiness is kind of like a,
whoa,
an oaty, like a toasted oat.
It's actually not funny because it's a nut brown, and you're talking about honey and
honey and nuts.
Cheerios.
That's not funny. This one's kind of weird. It's got some bitterness. There's a hop that kind of creeps in at the end. It there's a bit of earthiness kind of in the middle of the sip, but it kind of dries up. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of odd to for you know, considering the brown ale that I just had. This is very kind of a lighter shade of brown. It's more like a session beer, and it's very dry, drier than most browns for sure.
In the park on a Sunday afternoon, me and the crew just jamming the oldie tune, sipping on a cold bottle of brewski.
So if I were going to pair this with something, it's tough. It wasn't quite what I expected for a brown ale, but maybe like a creamy potato soup, like potato leek soup or something like that might be pretty good with this. It's got a lemony honeyness that I don't know. I think would go pretty well. Anyway, you get a chance. Check it out. Peak Organic Nut Brown Ale.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Well, hello. This is Toby out west. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello, Toby out west.
Good.
Whoa. Just stalling. So, this is Toby at West. I am trying
Did somebody
Tenaya
just take
Creeks.
Off in a hurry? Was that Chris that just screeched his tires and just took off?
Yeah.
See that? Wow. This is Tenaya Creek. They're local here in Las Vegas. I got a growler. Hopefully the growler will be a little better this week than it was last week, which I'm thinking that that's what the problem was with my beer last week, was a brand new growler. Didn't get cleaned very well.
Huh.
Yeah. All right. So this is Tenaya Creek Brewing. They're out of Las Vegas, Nevada. They've been brewing since 1999, started by the Etter family.
Way back when.
Yeah. Style is a brown ale. The website is TeneaCreekBrewery.com. Comes in at 5.6%. Great Beer gave this a 53 out of 100 with a B from the Beer Advocate. Users cracking it. Or twisting it.
Or... Corking it. What is that? Oh, it's a twist-off.
Twisty,
one of
yeah.
those like Kolsch style plug things.
Just a little twist cap. Yeah. No, it's not a swing top. Some growlers have swing tops. This one does not.
Got to get down with the swing
So
top.
It pours out a little, actually quite a bit lighter than the Ithaca. It's pretty much brown.
Would you say it's a lighter shade of brown?
Yes. Through the light, there's a hint of a redness, like a brownish red. I started off with about a pinky. The head is fizzled to just a film.
Fizzled.
On the news.
Your coasters have dropped the big word like dissipate, and we now have replaced it with a fizzled.
So there's a nuttiness on the nose. Go figure.
Try to appeal to the masses.
It's a very clean aroma with just like this nuttiness. It's like a subtle, yet it's subtle. It's not real strong, pungent nuttiness, but it's there. A little bit of a sweet malt, like a caramel malt. Actually smells pretty nice. Because you know how the Ithaca was very, like, really big aroma?
Yeah, yeah.
This is like that, but toned down about half. So I'm going to take a sip.
Sip it then.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Oh, not bad. Decent mouthfeel. It's not as big as the Ithaca, but it does have a nice, like, bitterness, and it finishes a little dry. It's a little bit thinner, but there's a good, it's not as creamy as the Ithaca. The Ithaca ended up being a little more creamier than this. This is more of just like a straight dry nut, mm-hmm. you know, like almost like a peanut skin, you know?
That's pretty dry.
But it's very drinkable. It's actually, bordering on refreshing. Nice. There's a slight smokiness, a slight like an oaky character. Yeah, finishes dry. It's a little sweet. Like maybe like a toffee, a little bit of toffee in there.
You see what the ingredients were? Or is that,
no, I couldn't listed? I couldn't get any ingredients on it.
Be curious. You said it's got that oakiness.
I know, I suck.
Oh, I didn't say that.
This is the nut issue.
There's a little bit of earthiness too. Not bad. For a food pairing.
See how much Toby's grown. He's doing his food pairing in 5 minutes. Nice. I'm so proud.
Aw, thanks.
Still took him over 3 minutes to get to the sip.
Yeah. I could picture myself having this with like a steak, but more like a something that's charred, you know, like a charred chicken or a charred steak. Like a barbecued steak, you know, with I don't know.
Sounds
like
good.
You can taste the charcoal.
Can't go wrong with a steak.
But might work. So anyway, that's the Nut Brown Ale from Tenaya Creek Brewing Company right here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Okay, so my beer this week is the Woolly Booger from Grand Lake Brewing.
Yeah, let's get serious for a second.
Grand Lake Brewing out of Grand Lake, Colorado. Their website is www.grandlakebrewing.com. Style of this beer is a nut brown, ABV of 5%. Couldn't find any IBUs or ingredients. Rate beer rating of 31 out of 100. And the Beer Advocate users give it a B with nothing from the Allster Brothers.
Oh, those Allster Brothers.
They're so choosy.
Yes. Actually, I don't think it's that they're choosy. It's that people just need to send them stuff.
So a nice brown color as well as it should be. Got almost no head, and even what was there dissipated rather quickly. On the nose, Mike, like yours, I get some honey, a little bit of nuttiness. The malt is very forward.
Honey and nuts, like Cheerios?
Yeah, kind of like
taking it back.
Cheerios.
Taking it back to a good
daily callback.
Yeah, the malts are very forward. All right. I'm taking a sip.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's had enough of this.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Oh, I found some ingredients for you, Chris.
Oh, did you?
Yep. Pure headwaters of the Colorado River. That's one ingredient.
Sweet.
And then, of course, finely malted barley and hops.
Oh, I was going to say dust and mucus.
Yeah. The woolly booger.
Nice.
Sheep's wool and mucus.
So the taste, there's like a sourness to it.
Uh-oh.
Some brown ales have that bit of tartness to it.
Yeah, but maybe.
Maybe. Or maybe it's bad.
Yeah, I've had this one for a while, so I'm wondering.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Because I'm not getting the nuttiness. Damn, man. This is bad. Sorry, guys. I think I got a bad beer. I think it's just been sitting around too long.
Some spoiled ones.
So that means I didn't get to drink tonight.
You need a last call beer.
Actually, I did get to drink shit, but I didn't get to drink anything else. All right. Well, moving on.
SS Scarlet Letter says, "What the f*** is going on right now? I have one shoe and a beer and a baby monkey.
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah. Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
So for our backwash this week, not much. We've got a little bit from Beer Coaster Swedish Dave.
It's not much, but it's a lot.
It is. He was right back in response to the little discussion we were having about Belgians and the singles or
the
whatever
different
they
levels.
Were called. And the
ankles.
Right.
Ankles and doubles and triples and quads. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Right. And so he came back to us with a quad from Belgium. He says, La Trappe, the only Trappist brewery outside Belgium to have a quadruple beer at 10 ABV and a limited edition oak age quadruple. La Trappe is located in the Netherlands, as you probably know.
Oh, yeah, we knew that.
Oh yeah.
Well, there is only like one or two that are outside of Belgium.
Now, if you're kind of a Belgian, you know, purist, then there's not, yeah, you wouldn't have many to choose from if you're kind of a purist. But here in the States, there's quite a few takes on the Belgian quad. If you look at Beer Advocate, there's like 135 different beers that are classified as a quad or, you know, a Belgian quadruple.
And we're Americans. We are far from purist.
Yeah, I did a little bit of homework on it after that message from the backwash from Kevin. Was it last week or the week before?
2 weeks ago.
But still have yet to see the ankle, which is apparently the single here in the States. Well, I haven't seen anything listed as ankle.
You calling him
ankle.
A liar?
No, not at
What's
all.
What's up with that?
I wouldn't do such a thing. I just haven't seen the ankle. Well, it's Wikipedia, and you know everything is true on Wikipedia. So,
somebody send us an ankle, please. We want to drink an ankle.
Not an ankle.
That's just
but an ankle.
Not a kinkle, but an
definitely
ankle.
Not a kankle. Yeah.
No. Definitely
no,
not.
Definitely no. Not.
But
all right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Swedish Dave.
Again, Dave, we totally appreciate it. And I like the fact that we've been getting a little back and forth on the backwash lately. So, thanks.
All right, everybody. Last call.
Last call. Pint ratings. Mike.
All right. So, for my pint ratings this week for the Ithaca Beer Company's Nut Brown Ale, bold aromas, some good flavors in there. I liked it. I'm going to give it a 4. I thought it was pretty strong for a brown ale. It was pretty good. For the Peak Organic Nut Brown Ale, very drinkable, but the flavors are really kind of pulled back. It's much lighter and drier than most brown ales. It's got that honey, kind of toasted oat type malt. I want to give it...
You want to, but you're not going to.
Well, it's so different from the Ithaca, but I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Great. Toby?
I really, really liked the Ithaca Nut Brown. I'm a big fan of brown ales, and up until now, well, I don't know if it... The Lost Coast Downtown Brown, to me, was like the best brown ale. This one is
tasty.
I am enjoying it extremely, and I'm very sad that I can't get it out here in Las Vegas. But I'm going to have to go a full 5 pints on this one.
Ooh.
I really, really like this beer.
You're making me think I judge too harshly.
No, don't worry about it. I mean, I'm a sucker for a good brown ale, yeah. And I haven't had one in a long time, and this was very, very tasty.
It was very surprising.
Good smokiness.
I wasn't expecting it to be as bold as it was.
Yeah. Good, lots of good flavors, good drinkability, as most brown ales are, and it was bordering on a porter, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It was like almost a nutty porter. It was very tasty. The Tenaya Creek Nut Brown... This is pretty standard. I mean, this is like, I wouldn't go so far as to say textbook, but it's like right there, like good, solid nut brown ale. It could use a little more mouthfeel and a little more body to it, but I mean, then on the other side, you think, well, it's got good drinkability, so I'm a big fan of that. This is something you could sit down at the bar and have a couple, throw them back, enjoy it. I'm going to go with, I think I'll go 3.5. It's good, solid. It's solid nut brown.
Sweet. Nice.
It's so far, this is one of the best that Tenaya Creek has to offer, in my opinion. They've got a couple others that are really good, but this one is probably one of their top beers.
Well, I don't really have any pint ratings for this week since I didn't drink one of the beers and the other one was spoiled, so. So I guess we'll just move along.
All right.
Individual shout-outs. You guys got anything you want to shout out about?
No, I just want to thank David from Sweden again. It was cool to send in the backwash. Keep it coming.
Yeah,
we dig
totally. And we didn't really mention much about in backwash. We actually had some stuff from Crazy Dave. He pointed out my whole growler thing from last week, and it made me, it kind of solidified my opinion of the beer from
dirty
last
growler,
week.
Dirty growler. Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out to Crazy Dave. Thanks for sending in some. Thanks for commenting on last week's show. And, of course, check out Tenaya Creek Brewery in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I wanted to just give a shout-out to the North Texas Beer Festival coming up next week, Saturday, May 14th. It's actually 3 days, May 13th, 14th, and 15th. There's a cruise on the 13th. The actual beer festival is on the 14th, and then there's a charity golf tournament on the 15th. So
it's going to be off the stirrups.
So check it out at NorthTexasBeerFestival.com. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter. We're Beer Coasters Pod, and Facebook and Untapped. Just search for Beer Coasters Podcast.
Untapped it, baby.
Yeah. If you have any comments, suggestions, favorite beer or beer bar, let us know. Email us backwash. That's backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave audio backwash at 339-225-9274. That is backwash with no C. Right?
Yeah. 339
backwash with no C. Yeah.
Sweet.
Drunk dial us. We love it.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody loves drunk dialing. Check out our website. You can go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Lots of fun stuff to do there. You can spend the entire afternoon there having fun, looking, clicking on things, leaving us comments,
and skipping
signing
around,
the guest book.
Clicking on things.
We are also available for a subscription in iTunes and also podcast.com.
We're available.
And for your beer coasters swag, your t-shirts, your stein, your stickers and things, of which I actually got this week. I got a beer coasters t-shirt, and I got a mug.
Awesome!
Nice.
My little tile mug. Just go to our website and click on the shop link, and you can find it there.
Oh, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Beer Coaster Chris for help supporting the show.
Thank you, Chris.
No, I bought it at
the
cost. We did.
Oh, at cost.
Boo. Great.
Although, I do pay for the website, so I guess I am supporting the show. Tell your friends. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. And we have a new Aces and Nails commercial we'd like to play for you.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. With happy hours from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. With an additional happy hour from Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's 50% off all appetizers and selective craft beers. Aces and Ales, wide variety of craft beer on draft and bottles. Make sure you stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com to print out your free pint coupon. That's Aces and Ales. 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, East Side, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. All right.
All right. How do you like that? So support your local brewery, brew pubs, etc. Drink local because local is fresh.
And of course, don't be dumb. Don't drink and drive.
It's dumb.
Cheers.
It's just dumb. Cheers.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
We love you. Thanks. Cheers. Mine was the best. Oh, right there, baby.
Drinking that brown.
Now I know what CNC Music Factory was talking about. You know, trying to get a nut to move that butt. You know, I'm just a squirrel in the world trying to get a nut to move that. Come on now.
Because I can't find my nuts. Organic nuts.
No chemicals on these nuts.
Got a crick in my nuts.